This recording is provided by Christian Missionary Fellowship International, Boston. You're welcome to make free distribution to friends. However, all for-profit distribution is a violation of existing copyright and other applicable laws. For more information about our churches, visit www.cmfiboston.org.
Proverbs chapter 3, verse 19. 20. There are three things that are mentioned there. What are they in those two verses? Yes. There's wisdom, understanding. It's interesting how the translation got it like that. There are three things that we... There's a path. The whole book of Proverbs about attaining wisdom. And there's a path to attaining wisdom. And one way that you can put it is in these three things. There's knowledge, there's understanding, and then there's wisdom. And it's interesting to me that I was reading it with Anna when she was here. I pointed this out to her that you begin first with knowing things. And by knowing things, it just means that's where you just apply yourself. And you begin to know things such as by knowing scriptures. But then after you know it, you need to understand it. And after you understand it, you can become wise. So for example, what is knowing something? Knowing something is just being aware of certain facts. For example, I can know I don't know, a formula. I can know a poem. And I can memorize it. All that you need in order to do that is just to take the time to read the poem until you can memorize it and remember it. All it takes is discipline. All it takes is time, all it takes is effort, and that's something anybody can do. You can read a poem, you can memorize it. Then you know it, you have added to your knowledge. And knowledge is important. But if all you have is knowledge, it's pretty useless in the Christian walk. But then, beyond knowledge is understanding. So I can know a poem. And I can recite it by heart from memory. But I may not understand what the poem means. I can know it by heart, but then I may not understand what it means. That one, you can add as much knowledge as you want. By understanding, there you begin to need the help of the Holy Spirit. In order for you to be able to truly understand what is it that this poem, in putting all these words, is trying to say. But even after you understand it, that's still not enough. I can understand what a poem says. I can understand this is what he was trying to say. I can explain it. Yeah, this means this, this means that. However, wisdom is now being able to take that understanding of the poem that you had and being able to apply it to real life circumstances, in particular to your own. It's taking that understanding and being able to translate it into day by day actions and way in which you live. that you need the Holy Spirit. You need to seek God for it. And that's not something that a human being can just give to you. And so there is knowledge. And a lot of people go, and it's funny that a lot of people go look for knowledge. And it's important. People go to school and get knowledge. People go to seminary and get a lot of knowledge. Or people read a lot of books and get a lot of knowledge. And I can read the messages of Jesus. I can read the messages of Jesus. I can read what Jesus is teaching. I can read the Sermon on the Mount. And that takes some effort. That takes some time. And if I discipline myself every day, I will read the Word of God. And we should. You should read the Word of God every day from beginning to end, at least once every year. We all should do that. It's necessary for our spiritual health. But then, that may increase our knowledge. I may know that, in John 3:16, there's this thing written there, and that means this. And then and that means this. And then after that, I can have the understanding. I can tell you, here's the meaning of it. And that takes more work. That takes extra time. But wisdom, now being able to take those things and know how I apply it to my life and how I live day by day in the choices I make in my life, I've been finding that it is so necessary. It is so necessary. I used to think that I knew how to do things and what to do in life and how to live my life. But I'm realizing more and more that I don't. I may have knowledge and I may have understanding, but having wisdom is very different. Yes, I might have accumulated a lot of knowledge and a lot of understanding of things. But what I need to do is have wisdom and be able to take those things that I've understood from the Word of God and be able to apply them to my life. You can see from this passage that wisdom is more important. Why? By wisdom, the Lord lays the earth's foundation. And anybody who builds any building will tell you that a foundation is the most important thing. It requires you to see ahead. It requires you to be able to know what will come into this building. It is the thing that supports everything else and keeps the whole structure from crashing later on. And it is the thing that you cannot redo unless you tear down the building. Everybody who buys a house or everyone who's been in the house, you know that any building that has had foundation problem, people will not want to buy it. You may have a roof problem. That's bad, but that's not that bad. You can fix your roof. But the foundation, you need to get rid of the house in order to be able to reset the foundation. So by the foundation, which is at the beginning, which is funny because you need it at the beginning. You need it before you start doing anything. God had to look at the earth and at everything that he wanted to do. And he had to set some foundations. He had to determine certain principles on which this universe will function. That took wisdom. Once the earth was done, setting the heavens above the earth was understanding. And dividing the waters, that was knowledge. That's the hardest thing to the harder to the hard thing. Dividing the deeps, divine deeps, that's difficult. That's hard. But setting the heavens above the earth, that's harder. and setting the foundation of everything, that's the hardest. And so, in our spiritual lives, in your life, in my life, don't be content with knowing things and knowing how to interpret scriptures. I can go on and talk about, yeah, let's start from Genesis and we're going to read it and I'll explain what here it is, what this passage is here. So this, and that, this passage is saying so on, and we can go through the, I can go through a whole Bible and I can explain those things. And still I can go and know all these things, but not be able to apply it to my own life and know how those things ought to come into my life to make me the kind of person that God wants me to be and to bless other people. That takes wisdom. And you see, I've been seeing that more and more, less and less I want to argue with people about noise. So you can have someone who has little knowledge, who does not, an illiterate person, but to whom God has given wisdom. Yes, he's limited. He cannot read the word and tell you this passage means this. But God might have given him some, revealed to him some principles and revealed to them how is it that they come into their lives as they see things happen in their own lives. And you and I need that. Don't just be satisfied with looking for knowledge. Don't just be satisfied with. And you see, this thing is repeated. I was noticing when you keep reading through Proverbs, you see that whole idea of wisdom, understanding, and knowledge, and sometimes in instruction, is repeated over and over. Chapter 4, verse 4, he taught me and said, lay hold of my word with all your heart. Keep my commandment, you will live. That's knowledge. Lay hold of my words. You know his words and you keep them. Get wisdom, get understanding. Do not forsake wisdom. And so, verse 7, wisdom is supreme. Though it costs all you have, get understanding, and so on. You can understand things, but having wisdom is something very different. I've seen a lot of people read scripture and then twist them. I've seen a lot of people read scripture and not understand what he said, and then they try to apply it and it leads to disaster. Then I've seen some people read scripture, understand it, but not have the wisdom on how to apply it to their own situation. And that leads to disaster also. And that's why somewhere it says that it is not good to have zeal without wisdom. I'm sure that's a passage that some of you, your parents have told you many times. But why is that the reason? It's because a lot of people, when they get knowledge, knowledge creates a lot of zeal and pride. It makes people, it's, Paul says, knowledge puffs up. Knowledge puffs up. Knowledge makes people feel proud. And so with that arrogance that comes from knowledge, the zealous person goes out and begins to do things, but without the wisdom of how to apply that knowledge to real life, day-to-day circumstances. I'll give you a simple example. This is one thing I learned from Zach Poonen. The Bible does say that God hates divorce. I know that the 2011 NIV has removed that verse and they've put it on the footnotes since there's so much divorce now. You know, like when in the days of Moses, God said he permitted it because their hearts were hardened. Now people's hearts are so hardened, God is allowing them to change scripture and put the verse in the footnotes. And And you have that. You have that passage. I say, God hates you, and I believe that's true. And Jesus said that he who marries the divorced person is committing adultery with that person because there is that other person, because there is that person is married to the other one before God. And but now, how do you apply that? How do you apply that though to circumstance? When people get married then to a divorced person, what should they do? Would you say, yeah, once you realize that you're divorced, that's against the word of God, you split from the person you're married? That's what I would have said several years ago. And that's what I would still say, probably in most cases. But that's not wise. Because the Bible also said that children should not suffer for the sin of the parents, not parents suffer for the sin of the children. What if two people were married? When someone was married, divorced, then got married to someone else with whom they have children, he has children now. What would he do? What would you say? Which command will you break? Will it be the children's fault that these two people got together and brought them into the world? Because one of the reasons we say divorce is better because it shatters the children. Yeah, so you start seeing that you need wisdom on what to do for every circumstance. And how you take things that you know and that you have understood into your day-to-day life. And so I've just given you the motivation. This is why you need wisdom. It's so important. Why God gave us a whole book for it. Because it's just not enough for us to read the Word of God. If you think it's enough for you to sit with your Bible and your notebook, read, write, and try to understand. And it doesn't work like that. You need understanding. And even beyond understanding, you need wisdom. We all need it. And some of us have knowledge, some have knowledge and understanding. Few have knowledge, understanding, and wisdom added to it. Some have little wisdom, some have a lot of wisdom. Some have little knowledge, others have a lot of knowledge. Some have little understanding, the others have a lot of understanding. Now, a lot of those who don't have understanding is because they've been too lazy to read and know things. And that's their own fault. They'll be deceived, but some have little understanding, some have a lot of understanding, and some have little wisdom, others have a lot more wisdom. But I've only given you the motivation, now the how. Now, how do you get wisdom? That's something else, and that this book also talks about. And I can talk about that another day, but there's only one thing that I've been seeing in the book of Proverbs is the prerequisite to God giving you wisdom is that you be humble. Those who are proud of heart, I'll have a very difficult time getting any wisdom. It takes a great amount of humility for God to give you understanding and further to give you wisdom. And it is very tough because usually when people get more knowledge, they become proud. So that all cuts them off from being able to get understanding and even get wisdom. That's some of the things that I've been reading and thinking about. And it's very amazing, some of the passages. One passage, I think it's in chapter 16, where it says God just hates the proud of heart. It's very strong language that's laid out there for those who are proud. It's almost like God resists. He just hates those who are proud. Not those who go around doing prideful things, just in the heart. God detests them. Is what it's, I believe that's the correct language that's used in the NIV. And well, we all should know, come down, go before God, acknowledge that we do not know. Be less insistent on our knowledge, because knowledge alone is not enough. And get understanding and get wisdom. Amen.